I, as a member of the LDS, Latter-day Saints, am somewhat active in what is called the New Age movement, consisting of things like crystal gazing, channeling, pyramid power, and so forth. Joseph Smith, when he founded Mormonism in the early 1800s, an angel appeared to him, an angel named Moroni. And Moroni told him about these golden plates. And in order to transcribe these golden plates, Joseph had to use what's known as a seer stone. You ever heard of that down at your local psychic? A seer stone. He used a seer stone to literally look at these golden plates and translate them. And that's how they got another testament of Jesus Christ, the Book of Mormon. That's how the Book of Mormon came about, was literally by fortune telling, soothsaying. What does the Bible say? There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. And in Mormonism, when you're getting baptized for your dead ancestors, literally, they'll go through the charts of their ancestry and figure out who they got to get baptized for. As they're going through, they talk about how there's channeling and how people will appear to you in a ghost-like form. This is very satanic. There's a lot of other things I would say, but I don't even feel like it's appropriate to get into from the pulpit. But it's so satanic, they will say that your loved ones will come back and tell you, I've been saved now because you got baptized for me. I've been born again. The angel Moroni told Joseph Smith that the church has become apostate. Of course, because this is what all cults say. That we've lost our revelation. We have to have something new. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible trumps this false religion. And it says there's a new revelation contained in these golden tablets. So he transcribed the tablets using mysticism, magic. But the most common objection that I get, literally, and I've had this objection so many times when talking to Mormons, they'll say, but Matt, an angel appeared to Joseph. It was an angel sent from heaven. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Joseph Smith was not seeing an angel from heaven, but even if he was, if it contradicts the word of God, the Bible says that he's to be accursed. And just to prove that Joseph Smith was loony, he's not somebody that you should follow. He believed that there were inhabitants on the moon, that there were literal humanoids on the moon. This is like something off of Battlestar Galactica. It's literally a science fiction belief. He said that there were people like Quakers on the moon that were all over 6 foot tall and they lived to be 1,000 years old. Well, guess what? We can take a telescope and we can look up to the moon. We can see the craters on it. And we can see there's no civilization on the moon. And just so you know, Brigham Young taught that there were people living on the sun. That's even more ludicrous. He said that the sun was inhabited. These guys were crazy. Almost as crazy as saying there's more than two genders and all these fake Zionist celebrities on TV that you see promoting this to our kids. Hitler always used to say, if you tell a lie big enough, loud enough, and often enough, people will believe it.